Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast show number 164 at the moment. It's only two of us.
Well, hey.
My good self and Mr. Tom Hunter.
Hello.
I don't think either of us after the weekend results really want to talk about football either.
Oh.
Celtic going out to Aberdeen and United. Let's say doing what we did and leave it at that, because it's been quite well publicised. But we'll focus on the positives, and as loath as I am to give them a positive, let's start with Liverpool.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, I was going to meet my missus and her sisters and my sister. They're all bridesmaid dress shopping. It's wonderful. I'm gonna, if you want, I can talk about that at length. But
yeah,
I was going to meet them on Saturday for lunch, so I missed the early kickoff game. And I was on the tube. When I came out of the tube, it must have been probably about 30 minutes into that game. Off. And the first thing he did was get me phone out, check the score. 4-0 after 20 minutes. Unbelievable.
I've had a lot of criticism of Wenger's for that, saying that once you go 2-0 down that quickly, you shut up shop and you carry on.
Yeah.
That's not the way he plays football, I suppose.
I don't think it ever has been. For me, in that sort of position, I don't know if you try and ride the storm for a bit and then attack, or if
you just
come out.
You get that many, I suppose, when you're 2-0 down that quickly into a game, you still think you've got so much time left, you can turn it round.
But I have to say, it's something quite characteristic of Wenger. Well, I say characteristic, it's happened down the years, whereas, say, an Alex Ferguson team, you could probably count on one hand the amount of times that they've been absolutely dropped.
Yeah.
It's been memorable. The 5-0 at Newcastle, which happened over 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The 6-1 against City.
Yeah.
The 5-1 against City back in the 80s. I mean, but Arsenal do have a habit, and you look at the 8-2 against United, you look at the 6-1 against United.
Yeah.
They lost, I remember, 4-0 when they just won the league in 98, I think, against Liverpool. There's a lot of examples of Arsenal conceding a lot of goals and being under the cosh and not really recovering from it.
Yeah, and certainly under Wenger as well. So do you think it's his team's trait?
Well, if it is, I don't think it's a major problem, certainly, because they've done what they've done down the years, and certainly this season. Maybe if it was last season, when they hadn't won anything for years, which they still haven't, but they didn't look like winning anything, you would say there's a problem here. But they can still win the Premier League, they can still win the FA Cup, and they've got perfect chance to get revenge on Liverpool at the Emirates next weekend.
Yeah, true, you never know. I mean, you look at their rest of their defensive record, apart from getting humped by City and Liverpool now.
Yeah,
they've got one of the best defensive records in the league.
I mean, the likes of Mertesacker and Koscielny have come on leaps and bounds. Bakary Sagna, for me, is still probably in the top three right backs in the Premier League.
Yeah.
When
Gibbs
be
is coming on as a left back, isn't
Yeah, Gibbs is coming on. But being I just really hope they're unbanked back tonight.
It'll be an interesting one.
But I mean, it was an interesting weekend. Mentioned briefly United blowing it and
Fergie time. I think that's what everyone seems to be rubbing in of late, didn't they? The fact that
it
conceded in injury time
against numerous clubs, and it is ridiculous. Interesting fact: Darren Bent has now scored more goals at Old Trafford than any other Premier League player from a. Who hasn't played for United?
Jesus.
So,
and he barely gets picked for Fulham anymore. He's an emergency striker.
And even more, he scored them for four different clubs. Scored one for Tottenham, one for Sunderland, one for Villa, and one for Fulham. So
I think he was linked with Celtic at one stage during a window as well.
He's not a bad little player. He's well.
Oh, he's got his England cap. He was on fire, wasn't he?
He's just a confidence player.
Yeah, mind you, same can be said of Carlton Cole, really. And look at the state of him sometimes.
But
it's a weird thing with striking.
It is. But I mean, more than anything at the weekend as well, Chelsea moving to the top and City drawing at Norwich. I don't think anyone saw that coming.
Yeah.
And have you seen the Yaya Toure incident?
Yeah, I think that it is a massive double standard. I read a thing in the Mirror, funnily enough, from that Oliver Holt saying that Bellamy gets banned for his elbow in the back of the Guzman's head and Toure gets let off with it. How can the same panel, or even if it's a different panel, how can anyone who watches football look at two completely off-the-ball incidents, and neither of them, you know, are particularly dangerous? I don't think Bellamy's a particularly dangerous elbow in the back of the head. He clips him, right, and it looks sore. But then Toure gives him a little kick in the back when Wolfsfinkel drops to the floor. It's clearly off-the-ball kick or a hit or anything of an opponent. I mean, how many stupid little headbutts, where it's not a headbutt, they've just moved their head towards somebody, you get sent off and a red card, 3-game ban for that. Yeah, Torre clearly kicks him on the floor.
It was a completely different movement. It wasn't as if it was a... I mean, we've seen players before get done for stamps and the likes, and it looks like it's a follow
to prove.
And I tell you what, here's a bit of joke. Sorry, Andy Franks is arriving.
I'm off to get a Guinness.
Andy Franks is commenting on the fact that the weather here is quite preposterous. I've been out at meetings this morning. I got back to the office at 12:30. Weather was fine.
Yeah.
Almost like a spring day. Literally when we've left the office. And
we're walking at a 45-degree angle against the wind.
It's no mean feat to say that both myself and Tom Hunter, who both have a bit of a frame behind us these days, which I'm trying to lose for the wedding, but we're both nearly blown over. It is quite ridiculous outside. But no, I mean, Yoyo Toure is clearly gone. It's clearly another motion. It's not him trying to land.
Yep.
I mean, especially when you look at the Andy Carroll thing from the other week, which was intentional, but certainly...
I'm not sure it's even intentional, because as Chico Flores has landed on his back, he's spun around, and the arm's sort of left there, but it's not it's not aimed, it's not bent as an elbow to
But certainly
anywhere.
If that is given as a punishment, then the Yoyo Toure one should. And it's interesting because Ricky van Wolterhorn has come out and said that he doesn't think Toure should be suspended. But that's
very different to his reaction after it happened, well, when
completely.
He was going crazy, wasn't it?
I think a lot of it has come from the fact he said, oh, nobody wants to see a player like Yoyo Toure not play. To me, that must have been put in his mouth by someone.
Well,
I'd be interested to know who their respective agents are.
Yeah, probably the same bloke. I think that comes down to the same bollocks people talk about having yellow cards rescinded for finals. If you can't, you've got to have a one rule for all. You don't say, you don't want the best players not playing the finals.
If you're stupid enough to commit a foul, get yourself booked when you know you're on a booking and miss a final, then so that's the case. And likewise, if you commit something off the ball like that, it's
clearly
one of those
kick out at a player. Yeah, you haven't hurt him, but you've connected with him. There's no intent other than to kick him because you're a bit annoyed with whatever challenge. There's nothing to do but a red card, even if it's retrospective, and 3-game ban.
You're talking about Toure.
Are talking about Yoyo Toure, Andy. Welcome to the show.
Hi everyone. It's lovely to be here.
You must be struggling with
indoors.
That close cropped haircut that you've got this week as well.
Actually, made it slightly easier getting down here, but that is mental. Anyway, can I just say, if there's any Bristol City fans who are listeners, I love you all dearly. What a result for Brentford last night.
I didn't see.
Bristol beat Leighton Orient at Leighton Orient 3-1.
Bloody hell.
Great result for Wolves, great result for Brentford, great result for anyone, Brentford. Really, but no one likes Orient, do they?
Brentford as well. Well, you don't like Orient. Brentford called off at the weekend as well.
Yeah, apparently so. So, actually, we...
it was called off last weekend.
We spent the weekend on top. We didn't play. Orient played. They lost at Peterborough. Last minute winner for Peterborough against Orient, fantastic, and we'll go through the midweek games, stay on top without playing
Could this be a bubble burst like with Tranmere?
I hope so.
Who were so far ahead last season, like Leighton Orient have been at times this season.
Tranmere's bubble burst a lot earlier than Orient, so I still think Orient will be in the playoffs. I mean, Tranmere didn't even get in the playoffs last season.
No.
I think we're going to be there. Lisby scored the first goal he scored in a while.
Is Kevin Lisby still playing?
Mate, he's one of their top scorers.
He's got to be about 45 by now, isn't he?
Well,
it depends. Kevin Lisby, Jamaican.
Depends if he's got the same agent as Kanu or someone like that, you know.
I remember his Charlton days.
Just great times for Brentford, and actually I'm really glad the game's been called off tonight, because we've got bloody another long away day over at Crewe on Saturday, so it wouldn't have been great. Wouldn't have been great
going to my birth.
Wouldn't have been great going to Yorkshire on Wednesday night, back to South West London to go over to Crewe on Saturday.
So. Right, it's never great going to Crewe.
No,
never great. And I was born there, so
yeah.
But actually, a fact on Carnu
really
is technically a year younger than Jussi Jaskalainen.
Is he?
Technically.
But
sure how
realistically, he's older than Mahatma Gandhi.
Officially, he's Nelson Mandela's elder brother, I think. But
Anyway,
that's the oldest person I can think of. But going back to Premier League, because we're talking about Man City and the fact they dropped points. Chelsea obviously capitalised at the weekend. Eden Hazard, one of the best performances you'll see from an individual in the Premier League with his hat trick. But messing up last night and dropping points against West Brom and Victor and Ichibi.
It's not Hazard's fault, though, is it?
It's not Hazard's fault, but what it shows is when he doesn't perform, Chelsea look an awful lot worse, and last night he didn't perform.
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea play with how they always have under Mourinho. You know, they play with three up top who will do the damage and eight behind them who will lend a hand if they can. But, you know, the three up top didn't do much last night, did they?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's even three up top sometimes with them. It's more like one up top if it's going badly and he's parking a bus. That's his first sort of thought, I reckon. I don't think he's changed much from his Inter Milan, we're not good enough, let's have nick a goal, the old Italian mentality, and not concede.
Oh, he was built for Serie A, Mourinho, and that I don't mean that as a disservice because he's a fantastic manager. He's probably the best manager in the world.
I'd probably disagree because
he's probably the most effective manager
of the best managers in the world. There's no club or country that would really turn him down other than Man United.
It's true.
We've already discussed that, Andy, honestly. But I tell you what though, Mourinho, if there's any manager you could put into any league and he would win the league every year, it would be like Championship Manager. You could put him into the Italian league, give him a club with a decent budget, he would win the league every year. I don't think he didn't do that in the league, or he didn't do that in the Premier League.
I'd like to see Pep Guardiola manager a decent Premiership team as well, because I think he's fantastic.
If I could go back a year, I'd make sure it happened. I'd be there buying scratch cards every fucking day. Got to earn Guardiola's wage.
Have you talked about your game tonight against Man United?
Well, we haven't talked about the game tonight. We're still talking about the weekend. There's some big games midweek and there's some big games at the weekend.
There are.
We mentioned it briefly, but
I think that West Brom's performance last night is no more than they deserve. They've actually played quite well against teams and not got much out of it. And
that was.
Apart from United, when they played well and won.
Well, yeah, but I mean, everyone gets a result against United.
Yeah,
don't
they? Yes. It's a gimme, isn't it?
Pepe Mel, I've already had a lot of people slagging him off, and I think he inherited quite a tough job. You know, Steve Clarke had left and there was no one looking, and no one actually running the club properly for quite a while in between him making his appointment. I think it's no more than they deserved on current performances. I think they did, you know, really, really happy for them. And great
to give them one against Liverpool, though, weren't they?
Beautiful through ball, right, for
that one.
Yeah. But what I love more than anything is that this season is not going to go like it did last year. I remember at Christmas last year, so Christmas in the previous season, we were talking about it being a great season. Everyone could win this. Everyone could win that.
I was talking about being a great season because we were miles ahead.
Man United ran away with it because basically no one else played well second half.
Yeah.
This season, right, if you drop points, you're right back in it. Like, no one's going to get the ride that United got last year.
There's 4 points.
The league is so much stronger.
There's 4 points between 18th and 10th. That says it all. And West Ham are in 10th.
Have you talked about West Ham?
No, but West Ham are 10th. I mean, what the...
Go on, the Irons. Go on.
Yeah.
You only like West Ham because they're near late in the audience anyway. That is ridiculous, though. The fact that West Ham, who...
10th.
To be fair, on the back of three consecutive wins, fair enough to them.
You're doing them an injustice, Michael. Three consecutive wins is not good enough justice to them. In the last five games, they have kept... In the last six games, they've kept five clean sheets, and they've only lost one. And the game that they didn't lose or win was the 0-0 against Chelsea. Very good.
The 19th century football
3-2-0 wins, 1-0-0, one loss.
I saw a very good point on that. He's talking about 19th century football. In the 19th century, they used to play five up front. I mean, how much
he doesn't know his football history very well,
fair enough.
Well
to
done.
West Ham, but
In tough circumstances. Go on.
There's teams in tougher circumstances in the Premier League. West Ham have always had a reasonable budget and a reasonable pull, but they've turned it around and they do have the players there to succeed. And West Ham should be a Premier League club. They have the infrastructure, they have the fan base, they have the history. Fair enough to them, really. I mean,
apparently their keeper had a blinder last night.
Adrian, which is also the name.
He's got to be bloody good to replace Jaskalainen, though.
But Jaskalainen was
well, and Allardyce is Jaskalainen's manager.
Jaskalainen had a really good season last year as well. So Adrian's coming in. Adrian, I will say, is one of my best friend's son's names.
Really?
Because he's married to a Mexican lady, and they chose Adrian, but Adrian.
And where's the keeper from? Is he Romanian?
No, he's Spanish.
Spanish,
yeah.
Apparently, I didn't see the game, but apparently someone told me today he had an absolutely amazing
game.
Well,
he has done, and he was voted West Ham's player of the month for January. And the way he's playing, he could well get it again for February.
Well done, that man, who could be called a woman. Or could be a woman.
But there are more games tonight. There are more games at the weekend. There are big games. I mean, tonight is United Arsenal. I'm not holding
only one team winning that, and that is United, mate. I guarantee you. Van Persie hat trick.
It's quite nice to go into it with no expectations. So if we win, brilliant. If we lose, well, I expected it. So, you know,
I can't see. I can only see one winner. United will win.
I could see a draw.
Really? Have you not watched? I mean, Arsenal have picked up 3 points here, 3 points there. They're not been that good.
And
they haven't played anyone decent.
On paper, and they had it laid out in the mirror, the expected starting 11s. We should beat them, but that's on paper, and we're just not playing like that.
Is Fellaini back for you as well?
No, he's still injured.
He's back in training, but he's not back.
Hopefully he won't play for you. You might get 3 points then.
Right. Yeah. We've been saying that since about November when he was injured, and that's not really worth it.
I get the feeling that at some stage, with Rooney and Van Persie being fit again and Mata playing with them, I think at some stage it's got a clip.
You get the
it's
feeling it will. But
the
you
problem
know.
With that side,
I still
surely.
Think you're finishing the top four. I still do.
I really hope we do.
But just remember, no midfielders there. You got all right. So you got Matt Van Persie, Rooney.
Yep.
Then he tries to fit in Januzaj.
Carrick's
and
playing,
he tries
isn't he?
To fit in Ashley Young. He tries to fit in Valencia. Apart from Cleverley and Carrick, who. No, Carrick can look good in Spurs.
Arsenal don't look good.
Who has he
good.
Got in midfield? That's all winger centre forwards, and you haven't got a bona fide central midfield.
But if you're going to play a team who doesn't have a midfield, you play an Arsenal. Flamini is the only natural holding midfield player, and he's serving his last game suspension tonight.
I tell you what, though.
I think he's back, Flamini.
No, he's not. Final game suspension. A three game ban.
I tell you what, I would put a couple of quid. I wouldn't bet me house on it, but I would put a couple of quid.
You win easily.
On Arsenal missing out on the Champions League.
No, that won't happen.
No, hear me out. I'm not saying it's highly likely, but if they don't react properly to the result of the weekend, Liverpool looking great,
they'll be fine.
Chelsea and City are nailed on.
Look.
I could see Arsenal more likely dropping out, and not necessarily United, but maybe Everton or Tottenham.
Arsenal
had the form together.
In terms of having a little bit of a wake-up call for the season, for the remainder of the season, Arsenal had the best result they could possibly have against Liverpool, and that is, you play like this, and you will get dicked on by one of the.
Well, see that, but that's my worry for tonight.
I don't think Arsenal are going to be ready for you
but
tonight.
But if Arsenal win, they're back at the top of the league.
Remember United. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
So and remember United.
Bad for Arsenal fans.
And I just want
United
to specify.
United just had a great weekend, didn't they? You know, I mean, again, dropping points in your home crowd.
We've discussed this already, but I want to specify that I'm not saying Arsenal will miss out on the Champions League. I'm saying they could.
No, they won't. But I do think United will get in there. I do think they
will.
But
then who's going to drop out of there?
So who's fourth place at the moment?
Liverpool, who looks spectacular.
But that's because they have Gerrard, Suarez and Sturridge all fit. As soon as those three...
I think Coutinho's a big player for them.
Okay.
Henderson's been brilliant this year.
Fine. Unbelievable.
But I tell you what, if you lose Sturridge, or if you lose Suarez, or you lose Gerrard...
Well, they didn't have Sturridge or Suarez for long swathes of this season.
No, but their main form at the moment has been with those three being fit.
Yeah.
And when they were missing one or two of them...
The
results were good.
I think that was a lead-up to the Arsenal game, though, wasn't it? Because Arsenal would stop
both
them scoring.
They did,
And when they don't score, Liverpool don't.
In fact, I think... You're right. 100%. But I do think, you know, Liverpool flying at the moment, they're probably the team you don't want to play.
Yeah.
Especially at Anfield. The intensity that they're playing at the moment is fantastic.
Yeah, like you say, the beginning of the derby.
Liverpool tonight have got...
They're away.
So, somebody's got Newcastle, but I think it's...
It's
not Chelsea.
Tottenham are away Newcastle. Good game tonight.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you Liverpool have got, to be honest.
I'll tell you.
Might be worth looking up. But I'll tell you what, this weekend the FA Cup looks fucking amazing.
Do you know what? There's not an easy game in the FA Cup. If you wanted to do a little forecast, there's no easy games to predict.
Because there are a lot of teams, I think it's Sheffield Wednesday versus Forest, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Which is evenly matched if you go down to the lower end of it, but you've also got City-Chelsea, which would be brilliant. Pellegrini's opportunity.
Sunderland-Southampton as well.
Sunderland-Southampton. You've got, of course, Arsenal versus Liverpool, which is Wenger's opportunity to...
Liverpool playing Fulham away tonight. That could be quite interesting.
That's 3 points handed to you at away Fulham this season.
Yeah, sure it is. Yeah, you're guaranteed 3 points against Fulham.
Sorry,
definitely.
Sorry, just stick the knife in, Mike. Yeah. You really should be.
But I'll tell you what,
taking them.
I think Fulham have a bit of a hoodoo over Liverpool down the years. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Fulham have performed fairly well.
Do you know what? On Saturday, there were four cracking FA Cup ties. So, Sunderland-Southampton, which is 12:45 kick-off. That'll be a great game. At Sunderland, obviously. Cardiff-Wigan. I mean, Wigan are doing great under Uwe Rosler. You know, Brentford's our manager.
And, of course, don't forget Wigan are the holders.
Yeah,
they are the holders. Certainly not the same team that are playing now, but, you know, they're doing very well.
To be fair, they've kept the core. Well,
Callum McManaman's still there.
McManaman, Jordi Gomez.
Nick Powell's a great signing.
Nick Powell, yeah.
And he's got Josh Mukekere in there as well. What a signing that is.
They've got McLean from Sunderland as well.
Yeah.
They kept the ex-Celtic winger. What's his... the little fella, what's his name, from Villa?
Maloney.
Maloney, yeah. So they kept them.
Sheffield Wednesday at home to Charlton. Quite an interesting game.
Yeah.
And Man City Chelsea. So four great games in the FA Cup fifth round on a Saturday.
Well,
and
I
then
think, the FA Cup's really great. It's terrible.
Who are Forest playing then? If it's Sheffield Wednesday Charlton, who are Forest playing?
I'll have a look. Forest are away to Sheffield United.
Oh, there you go.
Now, and, you know, Sheffield United now don't have the game with us tonight. So that means as long as the pitch survives and there's no more apocalyptic weather, which by the looks of things outside...
there will be.
There might not be any football at the weekend.
I tell you what, I've got a mate who is a Sheffield Wednesday fan. He will hate the fact that I've mistaken them for Sheffield United.
Arsenal-Liverpool, 4 o'clock on Sunday. I mean, that is going to be a great game.
Yeah.
That is going to be a good game. Well, Arsenal have got to prove themselves, haven't they? And who knows what's going to happen tonight against United. I mean,
will he play a youth side or will he go full out, you reckon?
No, you can't.
I reckon he could play a youth side tonight and still win. Oh, wait, it's all about the weekend.
You're not going to play a youth side against the team that beat you 5-1 the other day.
No way.
Even Wenger wouldn't.
No bloody way.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of youth, I'll move on to another subject.
Is this a tenuous link in Daniel Silva's
absence? It is, because Dan Silva was meant to be here. He's got a bit of food poisoning, but he's meant to be here.
What
he's
a cop.
Jim Staples was meant to be here for the first time.
Jim Staples was meant to be here. Where's he?
He's just not turned up. They got called into a room beforehand. Hopefully they're being fired. Ooh. Let's see.
Yeah, yeah.
But Gillingham, young lad there, Nathan, and I probably pronounced it wrong.
He's doing well.
Nyafili. Nathan Nyafili. Well, he's not doing well because he had to retire. You're thinking of someone else. He's had to retire at age 20, but he has got a stunning record. He has made one appearance for Gillingham. He played 35 minutes last game of last season against Burton.
Yeah.
And scored.
Oh, it's not the guy I was thinking of. But anyway, sorry.
So a terrible shame for him, but...
I don't know what I was thinking of.
I was hoping Jim could give us a bit of background on that. He's not going to be able to.
No, he's not.
It's a shame. But, you know, what can we do? Results, though, want to mention, Real Madrid through to the Copa del Rey final, beat Atletico 2-0 last night.
Two penalties. Yep. And Ronaldo got hit with a lighter, didn't he?
And 5-0 on aggregate. But top of La Liga, me and Tom were talking about this before the show. You've got three teams up there on the same points now. All on, I think, 57 points. Barcelona, Real and Atletico. Fucking it. I mean, we think the Premier League's competitive enough this season, but that is amazing. And they
are not really, because below them no one's touching.
Well, yes, you've still got teams on reasonable points. Valencia.
It's rare that you don't have a... Look, granted, three teams... at this stage of the season, all on the same points. All right, fantastic. But the Spanish league always has a bit of a wild card, if you like. There's always
not always. I mean,
last season.
Was it Valencia last?
More often than not, there's always a bit of a wild card in the Spanish league.
I wouldn't say you've had
Valencia
that really
last side to win it, apart from the big two.
Domestically, you haven't had that for about 10 years, though. So Valencia won in 2004.
Yeah.
and Deportivo won it in 2001.
But Malaga were a bit of a wild card a couple of years ago.
Weren't they supposedly getting a big influx of money, weren't they?
But in the league, they've never been that close. You've had your Valencias, your Villarreals, your Malagas.
Deportivos.
Deportivo, who are now in Segunda Division.
Segunda.
Or where is Segunda Liga, or whatever you want to call it. But you've never had anyone near them. And you might have had Barcelona, Real Madrid close times, but now you've got Atletico. And even more impressively, the record. It's something like they've all only drawn two and lost two this season, which is obscene.
But and my big worry about that, though, is it's the same with the German league, where...
You watch Leverkusen against United and you think, fucking hell, they're meant to be decent.
Yeah, well, but what put the nail in the coffin for the league?
Well, they are, it's just United that does. Come on.
Anyway, moving on, Michael.
Yeah. It's the ambition of the clubs, or the players even, and knowing what it's like. When you look at a player like... I've forgotten his name now. Goes from Dortmund.
Mario Götze goes from Dortmund
to Bayern for big money. Who's been at Dortmund since he's 12. Won the league with Dortmund. Got to the Champions League final with Dortmund.
And wants to move on.
Yeah, what? Like
you think? Go and play for fucking Dortmund's arch rival.
But the thing is, you've got Lewandowski doing it next season as well. And obviously, there is history with the likes of.
Oh, have you heard about what the fans did? Yeah. So apparently Lewandowski's Porsche had all of its tyres taken the moment that he'd actually officially announced that he was joining Munich.
That's going to stop him getting to Munich, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's bad. They should have done it to Götze, though, who'd been in the club since 12. But that's an actual betrayal. Lewandowski's...
It's Polish.
Yeah.
There's history, though. I mean, with the likes of Michael Ballack and Zé Roberto and Lucio going from Leverkusen.
It's not a matter of history. It's
there.
A matter of what it says about the league, doesn't it?
But yeah.
Somebody that's won the league with them only the year before.
I think it's comfort. I think it's a big wage increase. Luxury, because you're playing in that Allianz Arena.
Club in Europe. In Europe, they have the most fans week in, week out.
Yeah, it's worrying.
It's great news.
You know, it's a good point. I like that.
I tell you what, that is the problem.
It's
with
a valid it. Point, that is.
As one of the generally, we were talking last week about the fact that Juan Mata must be the only player in modern times who has gone from one massive club to another.
In the Premiership.
Just about in the Premiership. And
Sylvester did.
And the fact, United fans now. But you know what I mean? Yeah, the Chelsea fans still love Mata. And
Mata
when he
Van
goes
Persie
back there,
from Arsenal, man, yeah?
Yes, but he'll get booed. Mata won't. Mata, when he goes back to Chelsea, will get cheered.
Very few
players can do that.
I don't think Sylvester got booed. I think they applauded him. It was that
That's
bad.
For sure.
That is the best 750 grand we've ever made. Because that is. I mean, even when he was at his pomp, I'm sorry, but Mikhail Sylvester was pretty fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And I remember he plays now
but
for...
But he was a favourite of Ferguson, about that, no. Wasn't he? Ferguson and his favourites that other people thought were shy,
but he was
that
a
he
squad.
Would play.
Thing is, I think with Sylvester, he was a 7... He was a... Well, no. A 7 out of 10 player was Dennis Irwin. He was a 6 out of 10 player.
I think Dennis Irwin's a bit more than 7. Christ's sake.
Can we not talk about Dennis?
He scored. He's a great...
He was, but that's what I mean. He would never do worse than 7 out of 10.
I've got a question on Man United, right?
Go on.
And maybe you've talked about it. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, we have.
I'm always wrong, guys. Vidic, have you talked about him?
No, we haven't. I've got it down there. Vidic is off.
Right, so
for those who don't know.
The main thing for me is, and personally, if I was a United fan... Thank fuck I'm not. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because it's so much better supporting Brentford.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome.
£4 on the corner of
Sorry,
Brentford.
I didn't mean that sarcastic.
It's absolutely awesome. I love supporting Brentford. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Ferguson must be having a fucking heart attack at the moment. And I don't care about any of this talk about he knew it was coming.
To be honest.
And all of this. There are a few things going on at the moment which are disgusting.
If I was
from
sat
a
next
neutral,
to,
if I was, in, a
if I was
fan,
sat next to Mick Ucknall at every game, so I'd be having a fucking heart attack just to get out.
Well,
of
that's
it.
True as well. But, very good. Maybe caught an STD off of him as well.
Oh, money's too tight to mention.
you don't have to pay for him, Michael. You get given him for free. Yeah. Vidic should not be captain now. He said he's going. Why is he captain?
Because
should be playing even.
No leader. You don't get someone that's leaving being a leader. Absolutely nothing. And this whole nonsense about Rooney in his contract. the talk of him being involved in future signings. Your club is being run very badly at the moment.
First 2 points I make is, one, this is all coming from the papers on Rooney, so we
comes
don't,
from somewhere. A lot of the time it's true.
Yeah, a lot of the time it comes from Ollie Holt's arse as well. So, you know, we can't really count on that. Secondly, what causes more unrest when you've got a squad like United at the moment that is in transition? Taking someone who's your captain, who's very popular in the dressing room, stripping of the captaincy and sort of maligning him, or keeping him with him, given that he's come out and said, I'm leaving the club because I want a new challenge. We all know
what that means. Wait until the end of the season and say it. Wait until the end of the season. He's doing your, he's an ambassador of your club.
Yes.
Man United captain.
Yeah, Andy, at the same time, there's been that much crap in the papers about him being unhappy and about him being furious the way the club's run.
Paper talk.
Yes, but
ignore it.
Yeah, but just like you've said with Rooney, it showed, it filters through to people and they start to believe it as truth. So you don't think all the people in Old Trafford will start to think maybe there is truth that Village isn't happy. No, at least he's come out and said, look, I'm leaving at the end of the season, I love this club, I'm not going to play anywhere else in England, I want to go abroad. And there's been rumours for years about him wanting to go abroad.
And if you're a striker, come and have a go at me. I'm not actually that committed.
But I think with another player that might be true, but with Nemanja Vidic, he's the kind of player who, you know, is always going to be 100%. The problem is his legs have gone.
Oh, I was going to say, so he's lost a yard of pace.
It's the right time for him to go. And it's not ideal, the situation, are
they?
But
you know what?
If I don't think you're ever going to doubt
Michael,
his commitment.
Michael, okay, so commitment aside, if you're going to come out and say that, why is he still your captain?
Because if he's popular in the dressing room and if he's still committing on the pitch and he's served the club
I've been popular in the dressing room, for God's sake.
That's bollocks.
That's
not true. But he's been there for 8 years. He's been a great servant. I understand the reason.
You know where I'm coming from. This is Man United.
But you've got to know where
all of these things never happen at your football club. They don't happen at the best football clubs.
But at the same time, when Steve Bruce was going, we knew he was going, and he said, "Captain." When Brian Robson,
where did Steve Bruce go?
Birmingham.
Well, exactly.
Where's Nemanja Vidic going?
He's going off to earn probably as much money as he's on at Man United.
Probably,
in a team that's in the Champions League,
but not in the Premier League.
Just easier.
Yeah,
because he doesn't have the affinity with Man United that you guys think he does.
Well, no, I think
or he would
he
have
does,
kept
though.
It quiet until the end of the season.
No,
mate.
Because
he's
if
added
he kept
to Moyes' problems.
But the problem is, if he'd kept it quiet, and this is the argument I'm making, Andy, if he kept it quiet, he would have looked like it was worse, because at least now he's quite said, look, I'm leaving, but it's not down to
the United. The only other thing I'll say is, and the reason why I'm saying this in the first place is, Moyes has lost that dressing room, mate.
You know what? I'm not going to argue, because I don't know. I don't know.
And I still think you'll beat United, and I still think you'll get
you'll the fourth
You'll
still think we'll beat United? We're the only team we can beat. Yeah. We're beating ourselves every week.
You'll beat Arsenal tonight, and I tell you what, you will get a fourth spot as well.
What I will say is, it's getting harder to defend David Moyes, and I have been very vocal in my defence for more season, and I still hope we give him time, certainly to the end of the season, certainly probably into next season, but it's getting harder.
Yep.
The worst part of it is seeing Martinez do so well. Surely that's got to be another nail in it.
With no score. I mean, look at the injuries
he's got. Barry and McCarthy.
I think
McCarthy's great.
McCarthy's class.
Barry was done near
I
enough.
Don't think
and
you,
he's looking bloody good.
I don't think you can judge what Martinez is doing until
Oviedo
the end of the
as well,
season.
Though. I mean, he's brought a lot out of him. It wasn't his signing, but he's brought a lot out of him.
I will say, you can't judge what Martinez has done until the end of the season. Because last year they finished sixth. Obviously, Moyes has got them to fifth, sixth pretty consistently over the years.
Everton are a full season club. You know, their early season form doesn't sometimes reflect their league position and vice versa.
It's starting to show to an extent. So we will see. But Martinez has got them playing very well. And also, bear in mind, a lot of the players they've got in who've made a difference, like Barry, like Lukaku, are on loan. So we'll see what happens there.
Can we also say, well done to Palace. Yeah. Palace are doing great at the moment.
Tony Pulis, I've been quite outspoken in my criticism of down the years, but you cannot knock what he is doing at Palace. They look so much better organised than
Clean sheets.
And the fact that at the weekend they won 2-0.
Marion Chamakh scoring, how the hell does that happen?
Well, it's been happening quite a lot as well.
And two debutants scoring at the weekend, Tom Ince and Joe Ledley.
Tom Ince, yeah, fantastic.
Unfortunately, Joe Ledley left Celtic, which I was gutted
about.
But he played him at left back and he still scored.
Yeah.
To be fair though, you could play him anywhere, he would have scored, wouldn't he, in the Scottish League at a moment.
No, this was Palace at the weekend. He's playing central midfield for Celtic.
Well, speaking of players who could walk into a side in the Scottish League,
Easy, careful now.
Well, no, because she is a great player, and I say she
is.
A massive amount of praise to Katie Stoney, the England women's captain, who has come out this week and been the first women's footballer.
Come out or?
No, she's come out and revealed that she's in a relationship with a woman. First women's footballer. She's one of the most, she's ultimately like 116 caps for England. She's the captain. I think she plays for Arsenal women. Fair enough, because it's another barrier broken down.
Excellent.
And hopefully we'll follow on that. And it's something she says, it's not been a secret in the women's game, but it's never been acknowledged publicly.
Well, the women's game's not in the tabloids, is it? So, you know, it's easier to just get on with your personal life. But
fair enough. And someone who's shown a bit less tact this week. Has anyone seen the video of the Italian amateur player who
headbutts the side of the?
Yes, he has a very individual celebration. So he scored, and his team actually lost.
Is this on YouTube?
Wasn't that on YouTube? He scored as well.
No, it wasn't. No, the keeper fumbled it. The keeper fumbled it, and he tapped in. And then
so
he ran.
Not even a screamer, is it?
And bear in mind, there was it's like a perspex dugout, like sheet glass or whatever. He put his head through it in celebration. And they got...
You're joking, aren't you?
No, ran back onto the pitch. Funny and they got sent off for dangerous play.
Oh, you're joking, aren't you?
And went on to lose 3-1.
No, I think that's fair enough. If some moron footballer's going to smash up a dugout in celebration of a one-yard tapping goal, then good on him getting sent off. He's a moron.
Yeah, and speaking of people who've done moronic things on the pitch, Eric Cantona. Have you seen that his Cronenberg ad has been banned? Do you remember, you know the one
what the
where he's like the
one?
Farmers? It's been banned because someone complained that it's saying Cronenberg is a French beer, which technically it is, but it's brewed in Manchester. So all the stuff about the farmers picking all their hops.
It's
in the
an advert. Are they expecting it to be truthful?
I know they've never read the Mirror, have they? But I mean, yes, that's been banned. But
Very odd, as well,
and this link, I'm linking them like Dan Silver in Rapid Fire. But
you're not quite claiming that you're the most amazing person on the air at the moment.
No,
by doing it.
Because we know that's Dan, isn't it, Dan? Oh, he's not it. Fucking part time. But remember, Cantona was in the Nike ad throughout the 90s, but the Cage ad. Where it was
weapons.
It was 2002, 3-on-3.
Yeah, weapons.
First goal wins.
Weapons.
Weapons.
Yeah, they called weapons, and these steel balls came down.
Possibly,
I think I know. Yeah,
a little less conversation, a little more action, which would be a good ethos for this show. Really, everyone likes that bit less. But Edster. Edster 42, I think, on Twitter. Can't remember. And sorry, we were meant to talk about this last week. We didn't. But he said, who would be in if it was remade? Now, I've tried to find a list of Nike
players. Who would be what?
Who would be in if they remade it? Now, I've tried to find a list of players. But Messi is Adidas.
Oh, no, he's Adidas. So Ronaldo's
Ronaldo Nike. Would be in it.
Ronaldo.
Rooney would be in it.
Rooney.
Alex Oxlade, Chamberlain, Danny Welbeck. There's not many high-profile
players. Aguero wears Puma.
I think the problem is, these days it's moved away. Around 2002, Nike had all the best players. They had all the top Brazilians.
Well, not really.
Well, they did, though. They had Ronaldo.
Adidas and Nike always shared all the players.
But I think Nike had...
Zidane
and
Beckham used
to play with Adidas. No, they shared the best, but then Nike had more. So you look at the advert. Around 2002, you had Zidane and Beckham for Adidas. But then you had Ronaldo, Rivaldo, Ronaldinho,
Davids,
Figo,
Davids,
Ferdinand, Van Nistelrooy, Paul Scholes, and they had, I mean, Totti. They had brilliant players, and I think there's still...
Love a bit of Totti.
Everyone does.
He's still playing. I didn't realise that.
He's the Ryan Giggs.
He scored a penalty the other week.
Del Piero's still playing. We mentioned the other week, didn't we?
Yes, Del Piero is.
Unbelievable. Yeah, but Totti's still playing in Serie A.
In fact, there's a great article.
For Roma.
Oh my
there's a great article on the Guardian website.
No, he seriously is.
Great article on the Guardian website at the moment about Del Piero, and it's Football Italia from the 90s, the Channel 4 show. Well worth reading that. Well worth looking up. But yeah, so I'd be interested to know from anyone who's listening who they think would be good, even if it's not a Nike player. If you, I think they had
Neymar wears Nike, didn't he?
Well, they had something like eight teams each of three players.
Neymar would be in there. I mean, he's fucking showreel, isn't he?
Yeah. It'd be nice to throw together a little team.
They used to have Denilson, didn't they? And he was that Brazilian player who had great skill and couldn't do fuck all on the pitch.
The world record. Yeah.
Surprise,
no,
surprise.
Not even
no,
that
no,
one.
No, no, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, different Denilson.
Betis paid about 30 million
no,
for
22 million. It was world record signing. And he did nothing.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
He's now playing cage football.
Yeah. Or cage fight.
He's pretty good on the beach, apparently, yeah.
And two last things for this week.
Why is it two last things?
Because we've run out of time. I've got a meeting this afternoon. I want to offer another pint and get back.
What if we had something else we wanted to say?
Have you got anything else you want to say? Because I've seen neither of you got any preparation.
Well,
so, you know.
I think we've helped out, haven't we?
It's up top, Mike.
You've done your best.
I don't need paperwork.
What's the first thing of your,
right,
of your last two points?
First thing, Melbourne Heart won again at the weekend.
Great.
Fantastic result. We're very happy with that. And I will say, actually, Andre Doubleson, who we slagged off last week, one of our listeners, for supporting both Sydney and Western Sydney Wanderers. He's given us a very acceptable message saying why he
acceptable.
Does. Well, no, to be fair, he's come through. I can't think
what
of a better
say?
Word. That basically the Australian game has been shit for years. It's got better with the A-League. He's from Sydney. Sydney FC started first. Then Western Sydney Wanderers, who are from nearest where he's from, started. Yeah, so affiliate with both clubs. It's similar to in the 1940s, 50s when, say, you'd go to Main Road one week and then Old Trafford the next, or Anfield one week, Goodison the next, because there wasn't this almost religion behind football that we have in this country these days. But fair enough to him. But Melbourne Heart, another win. Undefeated in four.
Well,
fantastic.
They're doing a bit of a West Ham, aren't they? They're moving up the table.
Still 10th. But,
yeah, look, doing a West Ham.
They're now something only like 7 points off the promoter, A-League playoffs, which is unlikely.
If the Heart can just continue a bit of form, it'd be great.
If we don't finish bottom, fantastic. Yeah. And then next season, when they're fully City out, fuck them. Sorry, no. But the second thing, we've got an iTunes review.
Have we?
Which was a few weeks ago, but first time in ages.
Who's it from?
Keep sending them in. It's from Sam Tatnall. How many stars have we got? We've got 5 stars.
He gave us 5.
5 stars. Quality podcast. Great football knowledge. Bollocks.
knowledge is key. Knowledge is key, isn't it? Who are they playing at the weekend? Oh, I don't know. They'll win, though.
Yeah, sure they will.
Great banter. Keep it up, lad. So thank you, Sam, for that.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else listening, if you've not reviewed us on iTunes, give us a review.
Yeah. And anyone else,
we'll always try and read it out.
Yeah, anyone that wants to talk about anything, we'll do it, trust me.
Send us a message, send us shit on a lot of subjects.
Well, yeah, with the end of the show, I'll tell you where you can send us, but do, if you've got anything you want us to discuss, please send it in. So email us, banter@footballpodcast.co.uk, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Visit, well, you can't visit the website at the moment because it's down, so we'll keep going with that, but it will be back up soon. And follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast. It's actually been quite a nice week.
Get your Wellingtons out.
Yeah, and tell you what, give @TheBoySilver and @JimStaples a load of stick for not turning up on Twitter.
When
have a good week.
Them.